again, I mean, they're doing a great job running the ball right now. So it's going to be a big challenge for us to go in there and stop the run. And, you know, we've got to force them to be one-dimensional. Just like every week, you know, going there, that's the number one goal is to stop the run and then, you know, force them to third and long so we can get after the pass, or, you know, get after the quarterback. And, you know, obviously he presents challenges of, you know, adding an extra runner. So, but you just got to go out there and take it, you know, time by time.
The advantage is by getting in a rookie running back early on. Guys have a lot of success so far this year.
He has. He runs hard. You just got to wrap up and tackle, and everybody's got to be in their gap. They do some stuff scheme wise to get you moving east and west, and they try to, you know, gash you, stuff like that, to kind of, you know, pseudo Denver over there with Shanahan. And so it just, you got to play, you know, gap sound fundamental defense.
Is it strength versus strength kind of thing, Jared? I mean, they like to run the ball, and that's what you guys pride yourselves on.
From a D-line standpoint, I know we all get excited about it. It's a challenge, and, you know, we're always up for it. So it should be fun. And, you know, again, I mean, that's something that they're a very balanced offense when they can run the ball, and we have to take that away.
Now, when Shanahan was in Denver and you were in Kansas City, there was a lot of accusations about the chop blocking, that their offensive linemen would do that. They called it zone blocking.
Those weren't accusations.
That was reality. From what you've seen on film, has he brought that scheme with him to Washington?
No, I mean, it's a little different. You know, they got some bigger linemen than they had in Denver. I think Lepsis back at the time was the heaviest at like 295. So, you know, yeah, I mean, they're still a very flat zone scheme, but I haven't seen a whole lot of, you know, post and chops or, you know, anything like that on film. But it doesn't mean that they can't do it. And, you know, rules are, if their linemen are adjacent to each other, they can, you know, they can chop you. So it's just something, you know, we work on in practice, obviously. You just got to clear your feet. And, you know, everybody has seen it before. So, you know, we played on this now the third year in a row. We've gone out there and so, you know, I think we're ready for it. And, you know, again, it's just about being in your gap. They're trying to get you out of a gap so they can, you know, get the running back up in that gap. And so everybody's just got to play their position, play their gap, and we'll be right.
But taking your knees out, that I would think is a defensive lineman.
It's not fun.
It's career.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's not fun. We don't like the cut block. But, you know, again, we work on ways to play it. And, you know, the cut block isn't necessarily the problem as far as knees. It's like you said, it's the post. If you get a guy coming back, you know, one way and you get to chop the other way, that's the one. So, but I haven't seen that on film.
How's Jamarca stepped in the field just the last couple of games? It seems like
he's doing well. Yeah, Jamarca's doing a good job for us. He hasn't missed a beat, and I think you can see his maturity from last year to this year, and just the way he prepares. And I mean, he's come in and had impact plays every game, and you know, our back end's playing well right now, and you know, as a defense, we're playing well, and he's been a big part of that.
Jerry, you surprised that your buddy Harrison Smith didn't get suspended or fined?
No, that's awesome. I didn't actually see the play, so I don't know. You know, I heard the ref grab him from behind, and he just kind of didn't know, and so, you know, those things happen in the heat of the game, and you know, we just think that. Thank goodness the league, you know, obviously did the right thing in their mind. But I didn't see the play, so. But it's good to have him out there.
You know, a lot of teams change up what they do defensively when you have someone like a Vic or an RG3. You guys always seem to not change what you do depending on what the other team has. Is he an exception to that rule just because of the escapability and his ability to keep
No, I mean, you got to be, you know, aware of it. But you can't play outside your body for one player, you know what I mean? Obviously, there's scheme things that we're going to try to do to make it tough on him. And, you know, obviously just the way they're going to game plan to make it tough on us. So, but you never want to get out of the core of what you do. That's when you get gashed, and that's when you get, you know, you'll have games that get lopsided like that. I mean, we want to go in and play the kind of defense we want. We want to dictate the pace. We want to make them run. We want them to run. And, you know, obviously every chance we get to hit them. And, you know, you got to get the running back on. It starts with, you know, the running back. So, yeah, our like I said, our plans don't really change much.
And the guys in the back seven have really been
excuse me.
The guys in the back seven have really been crediting the D line with the success of the defense so far this year. How critical is it to be able to get a pass having to blitz?
It's huge. When you can do that, I mean, it you know, allows guys to cover and pass rush and cover work together. I mean, if they're not covering, we can't get there. And you know, Hasselbeck gets the ball out faster than almost any quarterback out there, and we were able to get good pressure on him because our guys were playing, you know, tight man defense on him. And you know, so credit to our back end for stepping up. And but yeah, I mean, you get into those rooms when you can rush with four and with the same four, and you get a feel for where everybody's going to be. That's It's huge when you don't have to blitz, and you know you can light a team up with just four guys. It's definitely an advantage defense.
Jared, with the pressure you guys have been getting on the quarterback, are you feeling like one of those multi-sack games is just a matter of time
here? Yeah, you got to come out sooner or later, right? I've had multi-missed sack games, so I don't know. Maybe we can switch that around and get a multi-sack. But I'll tell you what, I'll take one a game for here on out for the rest of my career, and I'll be a happy man. So I don't like to get too greedy. But, yeah, we're playing good. And, you know, it's a matter of getting a quarterback that's going to hold the ball. Like I said, it all starts with being successful on first and second down, and if we can get them into those third and long situations where we have cracks at it, then they come. So it'll happen.
Different at all rushing on grass?
No, I mean, everybody's got to play the same. It depends on, I mean, if it's raining or not, but, you know, I actually prefer grass. You know, it's just softer. You know, there's black stuff in your face all the time. We good? All right.
Thanks.
Hey.